And for the Gemara, Ulishmuel Gag Dumi the Chotzer. That the reason why the Mishnah says two cases is also to learn out that a Gag is Dumi the Chotzer. But like this, Ma Chotzer, just like a Chotzer, a big one to a small one. The Kordasi Loharabim, that people walk straight through from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, Av Gag. The same thing we're talking about the Gagim, the roofs, Nami the Kordasi Lei Rabim. Still that the Rabim walks through it. That's the type of roofs we're talking about. And still, even though the Rabbim walks through the roofs, that they're attached one to the other, still Shmuel Shitliz, that we say good asik mechitzim, even though it's not minker, still we say good asik mechitzis. So the Rai is from this Mishnah, that we're talking about the two roofs are attached one to another, and still we say good asik mechitzim. And like Rashi says, Avgag, hodik toni kotin osir mishum dedasi Rabbim. Why is the smaller chotzer also? Only because the rabbim walked through it. Mizel zed, heavy law mechitza tachtoinish rebineim mechitza nedresses. V'loi motzes lemegid v'yasuki. You can't say good asik. Avli loy darsi b'mashra. If the people would not walk over this place, av kotin shuri, even the smaller gag would have been mutter. The yarmina good asik, because even though the mechitzas are not nikkur, still we say good asik. And the mechitza makes hefsek in between them. Even though they covered up the mechitza, you can't see it. By standing on top of the roof, in between the two roofs, they're attached. You can't see down. Still, we would say good asik. So that's Shmuel's raya for now, Mishnah, even though it's not nikkur, still you say good asik. So to Gemara now. Yosef, Rabba, Rabbi Zero, Rabba, Bar Rav Chonon, the Yosef Abaye Gabayu, and Abaye was sitting with them. The Yasva, they were all sitting together, but Kamri, they said like this, Shema Mina, we hear from our Mishnah, Shema Mina Mimasnitzin, from our Mishnah we hear that the Yure Gedolo Bikatana, the people living in the bigger Chotzer, their Sherlet, they take over the small one. As if to say the smaller people are Negro after the big people. The Yend Yure Katana Bigdolo. But the smaller people don't schlep the bigger people, the bigger chotzer that come into them. That's what we see from now Mishnah. So Rashi learns that the Yureg Dela Moishlan Biktano or Moishchen Oise Etzlon, as if to say it schleps the smaller people into the bigger chotzer. So we see everybody in the bigger chotzer, that's the Iker. Now that's the way Rashi learns over here. Now the Redvoi asked the Kashan and Rashi from the Gemara later, we'll see it's the Mashma like this Pshat, we'll see later. Therefore the Redvoi learns the Pshat is, we consider as if the bigger one goes into the small one. That's the Pshat. And we'll see later in the Sugya how exactly it fits in. But our core point, we see from our Mishnah, the Yikar is the big one, and the small one is a tuffle to the big one. So the Rashi learns the small ones get schlepped into the big one, or the way the Ritzvah learns, the big one takes over the small one. So what's the law? What's nafkamina from this? Zok the Gemara Ketzer. What will be nafkamina here? Kifanim bigdolim. In case also you have these two chatzerim, one's a bigger chotzer, one's a smaller chotzer, one's wider, one's not so wide. Now kifanim bigdolim. In the bigger chotzer, you're planting grapes. Is also lizroya sektana. You're not allowed to plant in the small chotzer zroyim. You can't plant vegetables there. V'yim zora zroyim asurin. And lo yitzu, you did plant vegetables in the small one. You should know the vegetables become osur. Mashen ken gefanim mutarim. But the grapes, they still remain mutar. Because the grapes in the big one, nogeya to the big one itself, there's a mechitza between the chotzer gedolah and the chotzer ketanah. Just what you do in the small chotzer, that gets schlepped into the big one. So if you plant Zeroyim in the small chotzer, it's as if you planted in the middle of the big one. And therefore you planted in the middle of the Gefanim, in the middle of the grapes. So there's an Issa client Kerem here, and the vegetables become Osir. The Rashi says, the Chiddush, let's see Rashi, the Osir is Reyes Ketana, the command to have Ketana Kula B'tech G'dol Adami. Rashi learns as if we schlepped the whole small chotzer into the big one. And Rashi says, the Chiddush, now the Afilu Marcha Karbamis. Even though you really planted 4 amas away from the grapes, that really that would have been mutter. If you would have planted all in the big chotzer and would have moved away 4 amas, it would have been mutter. But now that you're planted in the small chutzar, we look as if the whole small chutzar gets thrown into the big chutzar, and as if you're planted now klai kerim. That's the chiddush, that the small one gets schlepped into the big one. What about parketz, like the Gemara number base? What about kifana biktana? Let's say in the smaller chutzar, you were first planting grapes. Now, pshit, it's mutter to plant grapes. There's nothing else near it. You're allowed to plant the grapes there. Now, if you want to plant zroyim, vegetables, and the big one, it's mutter. Because what you're doing by the big one itself, there's mechitzis between the big one and the small one. So what's doing the big one itself is mutter. The small one can't aser on the big one. It could only aser itself. But here, at first, you planted the gefanim in the small one. You planted the grapes. At that time, it was mutter to plant it, because there was no zroyim in the big one. So later, when you plant the zroyim in the big one, it's mutter. Because of Manashach, in the big chotzer itself, there's mechitzis between it and the small one. So the small one does not surround the big one. Let's say now, after you plant this roim in the big one, let's look as if the grapes get schlepped into the big one. So that Rashi speaks out, no, since Peshas you planted the grapes in the small one, it was mutter to plant it, because at that time there was no zeroyim in the big one, so therefore it remains mutter. So therefore both are mutter. That's one case. So the Gemara, another case is, what about Isha B'Gedolah? Let's say you want to give your wife a get, and you have your wife in the bigger chatzar. And true, both chatzarim belong to your wife. There's a loch in the Gemara again, that the loch in Nikra, then you're supposed to give a get benosim v'yodom. You have to put it into a hand. Who adin we darshan, that a chatzar is also considered like her hand. If you put the get into her chatzar, she's megareshes. But the din is providing she's standing in the chatzar. She also has to be in that chatzar. Then we'd say her chatzar is also considered a hand. Now let's say here, Isha B'Gedolah, the Isha standing in the bigger chatzar, the get piktana, the bow threw the get into the smaller chatzar. Now the shaler, both these chatzarim belong to the Isha, but the shaler is it considered that the Isha is in the chatzar where the get is. As we say, the locher is misgereshes. Yes, she's misgereshes. Like we say, we schlep, the ikka here is the Isha, so we schlep the smaller chotzer into the big one. As if to say now the get is in the bigger chotzer where the Isha is, therefore she's miscareshes. The gershin is chal. What about fakeret? Isha biktana. The Isha, she's the ikka one, the get has to come to her, she's in the smaller chotzer. The get begdoyla, and the baal threw the get into the bigger chotzer. Now, do we consider the Isha in the bigger chatzar or not? No. The din is ain't a miscareshes. She's not miscareshes. Because the ikka here is the Isha. Now, where is the Isha? She's in the small one. The get is in the big one. We don't have a right to schlep the big chatzar into the small chatzar. That we don't say. So we can't schlep the get from the bigger chatzar into the small chatzar. We can only do faker, schlep the small one into the big one. But here, where the Isha is the ikka, she has to get the get. We can't take the ikka to the tofu. So the Isha, she remains in the small one. Now the get is in the big one. We can't schlep the big chotzer into the small chotzer. Therefore, she's not megareshes. It's as if we look, the Isha remains in the small chotzer, and the get remains in the big chotzer. So she's not megareshes, even though both belong to her. But the din is only megareshes if the Isha is in the chotzer also. Here, she's not in the big chotzer, so the get is not chal. Another nafkamina would be tzibur b'gdoyla. Let's say you have a tzibur that wants a daven is in the bigger chotzer. Or shliach tzibur b'ktana. And you have the shliach tzibur, he's davening in the smaller chotzer. He's the alocha yoytzen yadei chavosin. They're yoytze dechoiv. Why? Because the ikah here is the rabbim. The rabbim is in the big chotzer. Now where is the shliach tzibur? He's in the small chotzer. So we take the small chotzer and schlep it into the big one. Since the ikah is in the big, we could take the small one and schlep it into the big one. So therefore, the yotzen yadechavosin. What about fakert? Tzibo biktana. The tzibo, the 10 people that are davening now, they're in the smaller chotzer. So the ikki here now is in the smaller chotzer. Ushliach tzibo begdoilo. And the shliach tzibo is davening in the bigger chotzer. Yidalocha ein yotzen yadechavosin. They're not yotzen yadechavosin. Why? Because the shliach tzibo, he remains in the big one. We don't schlep the big one into the small one. Now, let's schlep the 10 people into the big one. That, no. Since the ikka here is the tzibur, and the tzibur is in the small one, we can't schlep the ikka into the tofel. So here, since the ikka is in the small one, now the shliach tzibur that's in the big one stays there, therefore they're not yotzi dechavosim. He's not in the same room that they are. Another loch is, let's say, Tisha B'gdeila. B'gdeila. You have 9 people down the to a minion. You have 9 people in the bigger chotzer. The yochid b'ktan, and the 10th person is in the small chotzer. He is the loch mitzarfen. Everything is good. Since the ikka, the 9, is in the big one, 1 is in the small, so we could schlep the small one into the big one. So we look as if the 10th person, this 10th person is in the big chotzer with the other 9, so we have a minion now. What about Fakert? Tisha Biktana. Let's say we have 9 people in the small chotzer. So the Iker is in the small chotzer. V'yechot b'gdeila. And you have 1 person in the g'deila. Is the locha ein mitzarfen. They're not mitzarf together. Why? Again, because since the Iker is in the smaller one, you have 9 in the small. Now 1 person in the big one. So he remains in the big one. We can't schlep the big chotzer into the small chotzer. So therefore, you don't have a minion together. You're not yotzi deichavosim. You can't daven. It's not called davening b'minion. Another locha. What about soya b'gdeila? You have the shmutz, the tsoya s'odom in the chotzer g'deila, and you're not allowed to say kriya shma daven in front of tsoya. Is the locha also likros kriya shma b'ktana? Even in the smaller chotzer, you're also not allowed to daven kriya shma. Why? Because the thing that's answering here, like the ikar, is the tsoya. That's in the big one. Now, if you want to say Krish from the small one, it's also Osir, because we say the small one is schlepped, is being brought into the big Chotzer. Because the Iker didn't answering is the Tzoyah, that's in the Iker. So anytime the Iker is in the Godol, we schlep, we take along the small one into the big one. So if you want to say Krish from the small Chotzer, that's also Osir. It's considered you're saying Krish in front of the Tzoyah. What about Faket? Tzoyah Bektana. Yav the Shmutz is in the Chotzer Katana. And you're in the big chotzer now, muta likras krishma. You are allowed to say krishma b'gdeila. And the reason is because the big chotzer never gets schlepped into the small chotzer. So here the ikar that say is in the small one. It remains in the small one. We can't schlep the big one into the small one. You never schlep the bigger chotzer into the small chotzer. Therefore, in the big chotzer, you are allowed to say krishma. Good, that's the locho that we say now a smaller chotzer gets schlepped into the bigger chotzer. And not the opposite way. So the Gemara, Omalu Abaya, Abaya has a kasher on him now. Omalu Abaya, Abaya says back to these people that were sitting here at the beginning of the Maisit, it was Yosef, Rabba, Reb Zeruv, Rabba, Bar, Rav Chonin, Yosef, Abaya, Gabayu. So Abaya now is asking back to Rabba and Reb Zeruv, Reb Zeruv. Rabba, Reb Zeruv, Rabba, Bar, Rav Chonin. Abaya is asking them. So the Gemara, Omalu Abaya, M. Cain, according to Yosef now, Mitzino mechitza liser. We're coming out because there is a chotzer ktana and a chotzer gedola, one's next to the other. Because this chotzer gedola has the fourth mechitza, it has its own mechitza. It's coming to shaf isurim, which is a chiddush. We never say a mechitza makes isurim, or a mechitza only makes kulis. So the kasha was imkay mitzino mechitza liser. What's the case? Shilmale ein mechitza. If there wouldn't be for this mechitza of the chotzer gedola. Now the locher is, you planted grapes. So the locher is, whenever you want to plant zeroyim next to it, you want to plant vegetables next to it, the din is marcher daldamis v'zoreya. All you should have to do is just move away daldamis. When you move away daldamis from the gifanim, from the grapes, you're allowed to plant zeroyim. Vilo hashta, but now, that is a chotzer gedola, next to a chotzer ktana, asura. Like Rashi said before, since you have the grapes planted first in the big one, now, any place you plant in the small chotzer, zeroyim, even though you're away daldamis, there's a svar in the Mishnah that the small chotzer gets schlepped, thrown into the big chotzer. So any place in the small chotzer you plant your zeroyim, it's going to be awesome. Because those zeroyim we look now as if it's thrown into the middle of the big chotzer, and in the big chotzer you have grapes growing there. So it looks like you planted now klei kerem, which is awesome. Now, what do you say this svara? Only because there's a chotzer gedola next to a chotzer ktana. So because of the mechitzas of the chotzer, you come into say a tremendous chiddush that there should be an issur klai kerem here, and that's not known as bias kasha. It's not pestavra. How could you have mechitzas to make chumris? Like Rashi says, shilmolei ein mechitza ilav hanach gifufin. If not for the extra mechitzas of the chotzer gedola, shoyt for gedola. The fact that the bigger chotzer is wider than the small one. If not for the extra width of the gedolim, heavy hagdolo vektana shavus, then I would say the big one and small one is shavus, like the picture here in Rashi. If not for the top part and the bottom part, just the middle part itself would be shavus, would look like one big chotzer. And if it's one big chotzer, I tell you, all you have to do is just move away Dal Damas. Now that you have the whole big chutz with the top part and the bottom part also, the top and bottom part, shadinin lakula kitana vasigdela. We throw the whole small chutz as if it's in the big chutz. Or mitzvah sakula. And the whole, any place you plant in the small chutz, even though it's more than Dal Damas away, it becomes awesome. As a chur, this is mitzinu mechitza shay seris. You're telling now because of these extra mechitzah, something becomes awesome. And that was Abayi's kasha, it's not mistarva, something could become awesome because of mechitzas. Rashi says, Vilu hishves gifufem, shebona mechitzas b'terech agderlo, mikana mekana chik tzurenu kemida saktana. So that's gifufem. If you'd make this picture in Rashi just the middle mechitzah, everything would have been mutter. But now because of the top and bottom part, it becomes awesome. And for the Gemara, this is what the Gemara says now, and the Gemara Omalei Reb Zera Labaya V'loi Metzino Mechitza Liyitzla. What's your big kasha? You never found any place that because of a Mechitza Yav Yisurim. I'll bring you Raya. There are other cases also that because of a Mechitza Chavs Yisurim. So don't ask the kasha over here. For your Tanan, we learned like this: Chotze Gedoyla Shenifritzo Lektana. If you have a big chotzer opened up completely to the small chotzer, is Gedoyla Muteris Al Mishnah? In the big chotzer you are allowed to carry. Uktana asura. In the small chutz, you're not allowed to carry. Mifnei shikapischa shagdolim. Because it's like the pesach, it's opening up to the gdolim. So again, to the bigger one, there is the mechitza there, their mutter, but the smaller one has no mechitza in between them. Therefore, the bigger one asks on the small one. Now, v'ilu hishves kifufa. Gdolim nami yasura. If you would be mashrim, like in the picture of Rashi, if you would make just the middle chutzer, those you take away the top part and the bottom part of the gefufim, the extra width that the big chotzer has, and make it the same width as the small chotzer, that'll all be like this one in-between chotzer here. V'ilu hishves gefufeh, you take away the extra width the wider chotzer has, is so then the wider the big one and the small one will both be opened up completely one to the other. The din would be then like gedol anam yasurim. Even the bigger chotzer would be also to carry. They can't make an Aruvah Chatzeris, because then that chotzer is open completely into the right chotzer, and Kozman, they didn't make an Aruvah Chatzeris together, it's also to carry out. So here you see, because of mechitzis, it becomes awesome. Without these extra mechitzis, if you wouldn't make the smaller the bigger chotzer the same size as the small one, if you leave the bigger chotzer bigger, the bigger chotzer has mechitzis as mutter. But now that you're making the bigger chotzer smaller, it becomes awesome. Omalaya, Abayi answer back, here there's no raya. Hosam silik mechitzesu. Here the pshat is, you're taking this big chotzer and you're cutting it in half. You're taking away its mechitzes. So pshita, if you make the big chotzer the same width as the small chotzer, so pshita, now the two chotzerim open up one to the other equally. There's no mechitzer in between them. Therefore, one ass is on the other one. But here we're talking about now, our kashma, Abayi's kashma is here. When you have the big chotzer and the small chotzer, you're telling me a tremendous chiddush that if you have grapes in the big chotzer, you're not allowed to plant zroyim at all anywhere in the small chotzer, even though it's away Dal Damas. Now, without any mechitzas here, it would have been mutter. Because of these mechitzas, it becomes osur. That's the bias kasher. We don't find anywhere that the mechitzas itself makes shavs and isser. That we don't find anywhere. And for the Gemara, Oma le rovel abayit. So a rovel wants to bring another raya to abayit that your svar is wrong. Is it true you never find a case that because of mechitzas we have isurim? For itma, we learned like this. I'll bring you another case that mashma, because of the mashma, mechitzas do make isurim. Where's another case? For itma, we learned by Hilchos Sukkah. Here, the Monday of Tzadik Gimel. For itma, sichuch agam b'yachsadra. If you make a sukkah on top of an achsadra, achsadra is like an open porch that has no mechitzas at all. Sheyesh lo psimim. But I tell you, at the end, an achsadra here now has two walls to it, two adjacent walls. And at the end of the two walls, there's a tefach sticking out each way for the doorpost, psinim. There's a lochik shera, the sukkah is kosher, because that's the lochik. Kol zaman you have a sukkah that has two walls and the third wall of tefach, the sukkah is kosher. Now, v'ilu hishve psimeho psulam. Why is it kosher? Because on both sides of these walls, there's a tefach sticking out. Now, let's say you wouldn't have a tefach sticking out. Or if I can't, you make new walls right inside the tefach that comes out, you only have two adjacent walls, that's all, will be psula. You won't be allowed to use this for a sukkah, because now you only have two walls. So you see, because you stuck in another wall in between these two walls, you made the sukkah possible. Is Amalei Abayis, Abayis answered back like this. Eshtim's Lididik Shera. According to me, myself, in such a case, the sukkah is kosher. Like we'll soon see, because we say Pitikru Yorgus Oisim. Even though there's no walls here. But since on top, there's a curve that goes straight across, there's a beam that goes straight across, that's wide for Tvachim, we say Pitikru Yorgus Oisim, that can make a mechitzis. But according to you, that you don't say Pitikru here, I call upon him here, there's no right to say that the mechitzah makes a chumrah. Again, silik mechitzah here. Here the svari is that at the beginning the sukkah was kosher because she had two walls and a third wall. You had the extra tefach sticking out both ways. But now that you put another wall in between these two walls and take away the width of the tefach, so pshit it's awesome. Not because the mechitzahs make a chumrah, just because inside these mechitzahs now you only have two walls, nothing more. You had took away the third wall. That's why it's possible. Rashi, you have two walls. You have two kosher walls here, or the length. The yasuya kemovi, it's made like an alleyway. Over the finch trishes on the third wall, or revius in the fourth wall. Kevuyin amudin lekani azodis. You have a tefach sticking out on both sides. So right now, ksheira the tnan, the Gemara in Sukkah says shtayin kilchosin or shlishes aflu tefach. The third wall could even be a tefach and also be kosher. Now, v'ilu hishves p'tzimeho, so Rashi shabona beis mechitzas b'teichon. In between these outer two walls, you build another two walls. Eitzel mechitzas harishayin is near the first walls. V'nimtzu p'tzimeho imdim bein shteya mechitzas. Now, the extra tefach that was sticking out from each side of the walls, now it's not there anymore, because you made a new mechitzah in between these two. And now the space in between these middle two mechitzes, there's no tefach sticking out. Now you don't see any tefach in between. Therefore, the dinis psula. You only have now two walls, and two walls is possible for sukkah. So Abaye answered back from here, there's no raya. Eshtin Abaye says, Libidi, according to my shita ksheira. The chlal of sukkah is kosher the way it is now. The pligi loch bo milsla come over Pirkin, the afilu ain lo shum mechitza, even though there's no mechitza at all, still amrina pitiku yard vesaisim. The stamach sadra, regular porch, techuvim, kairis, lamala, me omud yomud. From one pillow to another pillow that's holding up the porch, you have a curve, a nice wide beam that goes from one pole to another pole. Shaleim noistim esatikra, on top of these beams you put the whole roof. Vahanech kuris. Now these kuris, these beams, yesh lem peh. They have a point to it. Ainu chuda. Shein nagula, not round. Elam rubat, they're squared. Therefore, I say pitikra on all four sides. Therefore, the sukkah is kosher. Aba lididoch. Narmi diarmi psula. But even according to you, they say it's possible. Ein kan mechitza lisser. Here there's no yisoid that because of the mechitza you're saying an isser. To offer a time, you know why here the sukkah is possible. She silik mekana sepsimin, because you took away these two extra tefach that you had by making the inner two walls like in the space of the tefach. V'yes mechitzas harishenas adei mechitzas alolu. You took away the first mechitzas by making the second mechitzas inside. V'emid demaleinu levada, and now all you have is just these two middle mechitzas. And pshita, there's no third wall there. That's why it's possible. But there's no raya here that making a mechitza could shafi surah. So therefore, Abaye still has Bayis Kasha. Where do you find the case that because of mechitzas, you shafi surah? All right, we'll stop here.